turns out humans are not the only species that knows how to amputate limbs. In a minute, we'll get into new research that shows that ants also perform and treat amputations. But first, Children of Anguish and Anarchy is the third and last book in writer Tomi Adeyemi's fantasy series based on West African mythology and cultures. The series centers on the fight between people with magical powers and the oppressive non-magic monarchy that rules over them, a fight that has exploded into a kingdom-wide civil war. Though there is magic and gods, the series is also rooted in reality. NPR's Mallory Yu caught up with the author to talk about how.
Like the title suggests, Children of Anguish and Anarchy begins at a low point for main character Zaylee, who's already experienced a lot of lows. As a child, she had to watch as her mother was killed in front of her for possessing magic. Then, years later, Zaylee had to risk her own life to bring magic back to her people. And this sets off a brutal fight against the monarchy for control over the kingdom.
Our characters are battered from everything they just experienced and the wars they just fought, but they are also desolate.
It doesn't help that Zaylee has just experienced a physical trauma that's cut her off from her magic.
We meet her at a place where she doesn't have her powers as she has come to know them.
Tomi Adeyemi says this mirrors her own life.
I'm finally at a place to tell people, like, I actually got really sick between book two and book three. And for about two of those years, I was recovering.
And her personal path back to health is felt through Zaylee.
And her fight to not getting her magic back as she knows it, but sort of breaking through to this force within her that she didn't even know.
Adeyemi says she began writing Children of Anguish and Anarchy in 2020.
I just felt like my country was falling apart. You know, we felt like the world was falling apart with the pandemic.
The first two books in the series were set in Zaylee's home, the Kingdom of Orisha. This latest one begins outside of the country because Zaylee and her allies have been captured by a previously unknown enemy.
They're taken. They are taken and stolen from their lands and trafficked across the seas by an enemy that they didn't even know existed. And they're just seeing their people die around them every day.
After a daring escape, they realize they have to convince the warring magic and non-magic factions in Orisha to set aside their prejudices and work together against this powerful oncoming threat.
I didn't just want to expand the world from a creative standpoint. I really wanted to make this commentary on how we spend so much time fighting each other, so much time destroying each other, so much time trying to get bigger than the other one. And all the while, there's someone there ready to capitalize on that weakness.
Adeyemi wanted her fantasy world to illustrate the real dangers of being divided.
For these first two books, the enemy was the other. The enemy was the Magi, the enemy was the monarchy. So to have this new, powerful enemy steal them from their lands and have them have to protect their kingdom as a united force, I think that's really resonant, not just within the African-American community, but like if we look at the country of America right now, like I see that.
Tomi Adeyemi began writing this trilogy in her early 20s. Now she's in her 30s. Looking back on who she was when she began.
All that intensity and all that dreaming and all that passion and all of that, like, I'm gonna bring a franchise to life, even if it kills me. That's what I see when I look at the beginning of this journey. And then I look at the middle and I see a girl who was really going through a lot of things in life, like professionally and personally, and had to learn and grow. And now I look at this conclusion and I'm like, there's a sense of calmness that I've never known before. There's a sense of joy and peace.
The best part, she says, as a recovering perfectionist, that sense of joy is no longer tied to her work.
That used to be exclusive to my career and my professional achievements. And now it's like my life. It's like I feel that joy, like singing in the kitchen while I'm making eggs in the morning.
Now, that doesn't mean Adeyemi's resting on her professional laurels. She's just finished her fourth book. She's begun modeling, and she's collaborating with Gina Prince Bythewood, who's directing an adaptation of book one, Children of Blood and Bone, for the big screen. So while this may be the end of the trilogy, there's still more to see from the world of Orisha. And it's magic. Mallory Yu, NPR News.